You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rolling back in on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. I did want to get into something near and dear to my heart, which is stupid suspensions. There always seems to be one or two every year. And this year, we've got one that takes the cake. Teddy Bridgewater, who is a volunteer, he's not a school employee where he's coaching high school football over in Florida. They did win the state title this year. Good for them. But he's been suspended for, in part, providing $14,000 for training camp, $9,500 for team pride sets, $2,200 a week for pregame meals, $1,300 a week for recovery, so PT and rehab and stuff like that, $700 a week for Ubers and more to help his team and players throughout the season. Apparently, that's against the rules. And he posted on Facebook today that he has been suspended from a volunteer job because he cares too much. Kind of a weird situation, particularly in an era where players in college are getting paid. It seems like there's really not that many rules. I think in this case, it's going to come down to high schools aren't really allowed to recruit, particularly public high schools. And that's probably where these rules come in, where you can't give certain benefits to players. But it's not a good look when you're suspending folks for helping out your players.
So who suspended them? The school?
Yes, I believe so.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, I'm sure there are rules that he probably broke. I think this is probably a situation that, you know, the ends justify the means. You could probably turn a blind eye to stuff like this. Wouldn't be surprised if this is a situation where other teams in the league that he plays in or that his team plays in was like, you can't do this. And then whatever sanctioning body governs that league, it was like, okay, well, this is a problem. But it's never a good look when someone like goes out of their way to help young athletes prosper. And then you just say, ah, get out of here.
It's like out of his pocket, too. It's not, yes. This is a passion thing for him. It's his high school, right?
It's his alma mater. Right.
Exactly. So the fact that he's being suspended for, I mean, the goodness of his heart, basically, is kind of ridiculous, in my opinion, Jeff.
Yeah, and so it's Miami Northwestern's high school. He says, if it comes down to it, I will volunteer for the bleachers like I used to in 2018 and 2019 when no one had a problem. But just a strange situation. Teddy, obviously, we love Teddy for a lot of reasons. He led a touchdown drive in the playoffs last season, which, you know, if you forgot that he actually joined the Lions midway through the season, got into a playoff game, and I want to say it was Jameson Williams who, you know, wasn't a particularly well quarterbacked drive, although he did get the plays called and got the balls where it needed to go. I think Jameson Williams did most of the work, but, you know, good for Teddy taking a stand.
Yeah, he adds in here as well in this quote that he's not going anywhere. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with this, but it just seems kind of silly, Jeff, for, you know, suspending a guy that's trying to help young kids in your area and help this program that he's obviously so passionate about to pay out of his pocket. So, It's silly.
And he self-reported this stuff. Like, he didn't, it wasn't like someone found out. He was just like, by the way, I did this. And yeah, anyway, so Teddy Bridgewater suspended. We'll see how it goes. I would be surprised if the school doesn't come out and be like, actually, our bad, we'll figure this out.
Hey, this looks awful on us. We're not going to suspend Teddy Bridgewater. That's what you can probably expect to hear from this school very soon. I'm Team Teddy on this one all the way.
Again, I would be stunned if it didn't have something to do with other teams complaining.
Sure.
That this, you know, this coach is just throwing money.
You develop an NFL quarterback, and then he can help you with his money.
That's
like Teddy does.
That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what LSU does. You know, Brian Kelly just got like $3 million from a bunch of people who really appreciate the school he coaches at. So
hashtag Team Teddy over here.
Yeah, and again, with NIL, these guys could, you know, if you can go make money anywhere, and we're pretending that Teddy is the issue. But anyway, weird things going on over there in Miami. We'll see what happens.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.